all for being here. Really grateful to be here and really excited to be reading with all of you. I'm going to read two poems. The Visit. You should get out of here, my friend said. So we drove north out of Arizona. And coming up through California, the shape we saw by the road was not a person. The green we saw, not the green of the Border Patrol's dog catcher trucks. That's what they call them. Cage in the back, so from the back you can see the desert running north as they drive south, red-tailed hawks taking off in the heat. The heat, like another person. This green was the green of fields north of Los Angeles, Pacific green opening to our left as we drove, green eyes of my friend's oldest sister, who showed us the way into the forests of Santa Cruz, where men from Portugal used to cut redwood trees to burn and built kilns from stones they broke with other stones, and dropped the limestone from the hills into the kilns and kept it there and stayed by it and added wood all night to it. So in the kilns, it became another thing. The men coming back to town, 2 days off after 2 weeks in the forest, girls kneeling down on yellow sheets with moths over their heads, trains calling out in the night, dragging the stone north. It's heavy, that stone. But they carried it. And men built San Francisco out of it. And they didn't complain, I think, as my friend didn't complain or swear like I did when the two of us carried the body, Elias. And the stone didn't burn when San Francisco burned in 1906. My friend's oldest sister tells me this in her family's house in Santa Cruz. She's sitting at the piano to play us sonatas. She's making us coffee. She's making us bread. She's cutting pieces of apples into our hands, as though she didn't know where our hands had been. Revision. Water. This is the first revision that we brought water for him in time. No, that he'd had it himself. He carried a river on his back and drank from it that whole walk through the desert, and we only found his body because he'd decided to leave it behind. Because he was an angel, briefly inhabiting a body on earth, so there is no one to miss him. No one with bloodshot eyes waking up every day to where is he, where is he, is he alive? The wind moving the blades of the old fan around in the window. He was a gift to the bees and birds and little bats that come through Arizona in the spring. Little bats, one on each of his fingers. Third revision. He still has fingers. And the part about the sheriff and the men he brought, they were just boys. Let them forget how they threw the bag of him up on the rocks. And the white flowers blossoming in the city now in April make them stop. A doctor walked that wash 3 weeks ago and tells me that she found more bones. She found a jaw. And there was already a jaw. So include this, too, that it was not one man there, but two, that is, one man and a jaw. My mother says some trees in Kingston are turning green now with the early heat, but others answer only to the length of days. Do we have to keep the following? Panic, thirst, and the stars overhead, like white women. Thank you.